Next on PIJN News, Dr. Chaps reports on these important issues.
The Supreme Court declines the case of the Marine who was fired for Bible verses. Bernie Sanders attacks a Trump nominee for following Jesus Christ. And school suspends a superintendent for talking about Jesus.
Former Navy chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmitt took a stand to defend religious freedom by daring to pray publicly in Jesus' name. Now he helps you by reporting the news, discerning the spirits, and praying the scriptures. Would you pray with us? Here's Dr. Chaps.
God bless you in Jesus' name. My name is Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmitt, Dr. Chaps, and you're watching PIJN News. On this show, we like to do three things. We report the news, we discern the spirits, and we pray the scriptures in Jesus' name. Are you ready to pray the news with us? Here's our first story. The United States Supreme Court has declined to hear the case of a Marine who was court-martialed for displaying Bible verses on her computer in her personal workspace. First Liberty Institute reports that the U.S. Supreme Court declined to review First Liberty Institute's appeal in the case of Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling, a U.S. Marine convicted at court-martial for refusing an order to remove an inspirational Bible verse from her workstation. Here's a picture of her holding up that Bible verse. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Her attorney, Kelly Shackelford, who is president and CEO and chief counsel of First Liberty, said the following, quote, "Because the Supreme Court did not decide to review the case, the travesty below by the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces will now stand. The military court's outrageous decision means federal judges and military officers can strip our service members of their constitutional rights just because they don't think someone's religious beliefs are important enough to be protected. Our service members deserve better," end quote. Well, Lance Corporal Sterling had been convicted at court-martial after she refused to remove a paraphrase of an inspirational Bible verse from Isaiah 54, verse 17, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." And Sterling had posted the verse in her workspace and then reposted it after her supervisor tore it down and threw it in the trash. And trial evidence revealed that other Marines were permitted to display personal items in their workspaces, but not the Christian. After a trial ruled against Sterling, she appealed to the Navy Marine Corps Court of Criminal Appeals, but the appeals court also ruled against her. First Liberty Institute then stepped in and appealed her case to the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces, the nation's highest military court. And unfortunately, on August 10th of 2016, that court ruled against Sterling. So then First Liberty went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court last December. Kelly Shackelford, lead attorney, said, quote, "We had hoped the U.S. Supreme Court would review this case, but we will now work even harder to ensure our nation's brave service members do not lose their religious freedom," end quote. And that's the news. Our thanks to firstliberty.org, I think is their website, for that defense of our dear friend Monifa Sterling. Let's take a moment and discern the spirits. In this story, you have a bunch of human actors. You have a Christian Marine Corporal, Monifa Sterling, and you have her supervisor. Maybe it's Staff Sergeant so-and-so. Let's imagine this guy comes in, whoever it is, orders the young corporal to take down her Bible verses, and then she says no. He throws it in the trash. She puts it back up. She's found guilty of disobedience at a military court. Gee, that sounds a little bit like my story. Navy chaplain punished for praying in Jesus' name. I won't get into that. But those are the human actors in the story. And then it goes to the battle and you see the courts making their decision. Where are the spirits in this story? Where is the Spirit of God, who is otherwise invisible? Where are the demonic spirits or angelic spirits who are otherwise invisible? We can discern them by looking at the moral choices of the human actors in the story. Because when humans make moral choices, either to choose holiness, as Monifa did, listening to the Holy Spirit of God. She is being influenced by the Spirit of God. She is manifesting the spirit of courage, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of righteousness. And we can see that inside of her moral behavior. Whereas her supervisor, whoever that was, we can see the demonic spirits influencing their anti-Christian persecution, their hatred of Jesus Christ inside of her, their hatred of the Bible, and their hatred of the Constitution. Now, didn't they, as a U.S. Marine, take an oath to swear and defend the U.S. Constitution? Didn't all these judges, at all the levels, the appeals court of the military armed forces, whatever, didn't they take an oath to defend the Constitution? And when they violate their oath, they are also being influenced by a demonic spirit of lying, because they broke their oath to defend this corporal's constitutional rights. Clearly, the First Amendment protects all people's right to religious expression, to freedom of speech. But they're saying no, that when you join the military, you lose your constitutional rights. I say the opposite. If anyone deserves constitutional rights to be protected, it is those soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who defend the Constitution for others that should have their rights respected for themselves. The Bible says this in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus says, and this is God's promise to you, Monifa Sterling, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for Jesus' sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Let's pray about this. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we pray your blessing on Monifa Sterling, that she will be resurrected, that no weapon formed against her will prosper, either in this life or in the life to come. Father, I pray that she will be vindicated at some point. Maybe it'll take an act of Congress, as it did in my case. But Father, we pray that whatever good comes forward from this will be 100 times greater than the evil that has been done to her. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Bernie Sanders attacks a Trump nominee because he believes in Jesus.
Giving you a megaphone in Washington, D.C., Dr. Chaps will be right back.
Do you care about defending religious liberty? I know you do. And that's why I'm asking you to take action today. Don't just sit there, but do something. Visit our website, PrayInJesusName.org, and sign a petition that we will fax to Congress on your behalf. In fact, there are 3 specific petitions I want you to sign to defend military chaplains who are under fire. The first is to support H.R. 343. This is a bill introduced in Congress by my friend, Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, to protect free speech for military chaplains who are sometimes punished if they use the word Jesus in their prayers. Well, if you know my story, you know that I was punished in 2006, even at court-martial, because I used the word Jesus in my prayers in uniform in front of the White House. Well, I was later vindicated by Congress, who said it's okay for me to do that. But did you know 65 other chaplains are now suing the Navy? I was not the only person. Our second petition I want you to sign is to protect military chapel buildings, which are being desecrated. Christian altars, Catholic or Protestant, are being desecrated by homosexual wedding ceremonies in all 50 states under this order by the Obama administration. Well, that deprives all of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines of a sacred worship space, which ought to be protected. And instead, they're going to punish the chaplain if he won't turn over the keys to his chapel. Here's another petition I want you to sign, and this is to stop threatening court-martial for troops who talk about Jesus. Even recently, the Pentagon is saying, oh, we're going to threaten you with a crime of proselytizing. No, that's not right. Any soldier ought to be able to talk about his or her faith in Jesus Christ and to have that same religious freedom of speech that we sacrifice to give for others. When you sign these petitions, we will fax them to Congress, and it's free. I want you to take action today. Sign these 3 important petitions at PrayInJesusName.org. Go there today.
He is the intersection of church and state. Here is Dr. Chaps.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Chaps. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, the socialist from Vermont, has now attacked a nominee appointed by President Trump because that nominee follows Jesus Christ? Well, I didn't know Bernie was an anti-Christian zealot, but Todd Starnes and Fox News Radio report that last Wednesday, Russell Vought, who is the nominee by President Trump to be deputy director of the White House Office of Management and Budget, he's a number cruncher, but he was viciously attacked by Senator Bernie Sanders because Vought is a Christian. Senator Sanders deemed Vought unsuitable for office because he believes that salvation is found alone through Jesus Christ. He said someone with that kind of religious belief system is, quote, really not someone who this country is supposed to be about, says Bernie Sanders. Well, the Vermont senator's comments brought strong condemnation from Christians across the nation. Thousands have now signed a petition with the Family Research Council demanding that Senator Sanders apologize for his outburst of anti-Christian religious bigotry. The controversy stems from an article that the nominee, Mr. Vought, wrote way back in 2016, defending his alma mater, Wheaton College, an evangelical Bible college. In that article, he wrote in the Resurgent blog and described Islam, quote, as a deficient theology. This is a fundamental problem. Muslims do not simply have a deficient theology. They do not know God, the God of our Bible, because they have rejected Jesus Christ, his son, and they stand condemned, end quote. Well, that's what Vought said or wrote in 2016, and that made Sanders mad. Senator Bernie Sanders confronted Vought during the congressional hearing, and we're going to read now some excerpts of the transcript provided by the Family Research Council. Sanders said, Muslims do not simply have a deficient theology. They do not know Christ. They do not know God because they have rejected Jesus Christ, his son, and they stand condemned. Of course, Sanders is quoting what Vought said, and Sanders asked, quote, do you believe that statement is Islamophobic? Mr. Vought replied, absolutely not, Senator. I am a Christian, and I believe in a Christian set of principles based on my faith. Well, Sanders interrupted, forgive me. We just don't have a lot of time. Do you believe people in the Muslim religion stand condemned? Is that your view? Mr. Vought says, again, Senator, I'm a Christian, and I wrote that piece in accordance with the statement of faith at Wheaton College. Senator Sanders replied, I understand that. I don't know how many Muslims there are in America. Maybe a couple of million. Are you suggesting that these people stand condemned? What about Jews? Do they stand condemned too? Mr. Vought replied, Senator, I am a Christian. Sanders interrupted, shouting now. That's why we have it in all caps on your screen. I understand you are a Christian, but this country is made of people who are not just. I understand that Christianity is the majority religion. But there are other people of different religions in this country and around the world. In your judgment, do you think that people who are not Christians are going to be condemned? Mr. Vought, thank you, Senator, for probing on that question. As a Christian, I believe that all individuals are made in the image of God and are worthy of dignity and respect regardless of their religious beliefs. I believe that as a Christian, that's how I should treat all individuals. Sanders interrupts again. Do you think that's respectful of other religions? I would simply say, Mr. Chairman, that this nominee is really not someone who this country is supposed to be about. End quote. So you can see right there in the conclusion, Senator Bernie Sanders thinks this guy should not be nominated because he believes Jesus is the way to heaven. There was a response by the pastor of First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, Robert Jeffress, who condemned Sanders' remarks and said there are only two choices for the senator. He must, quote, apologize to the country for his foolhardy attempt to introduce an unconstitutional litmus test that it would exclude 41% of the country, or Senator Sanders should resign, end quote. And that's the news. Our thanks to Fox News Radio and Todd Starnes for amazing transcript, also FRC, for back and forth between Bernie Sanders, the socialist, actually Marxist, communist, antichrist spirit inside of him, going against the Christian, who had blogged one time that he believed that Jesus is the way to heaven and that Muslims don't know God. Well, I wonder if Bernie Sanders knows God. He's not just Jewish. I think he's actually anti-Christian to the point of being atheist. The Bible says this in Psalm 53 in verse 1, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God, Mr. Sanders. Are you a fool? They are corrupt. Are you corrupt, Mr. Sanders? And they have done abominable iniquity. Are you abominable, Mr. Snowman from Vermont? There is none who does good," says the Bible. Let's pray about this. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we pray for the confirmation of Mr. Vaught, who is a Wheaton grad who believes the Bible, just like 41% of Americans who happen to be evangelical Christians who believe the Bible is the Word of God. And I know 75% of Americans claim to be Christian, but Father, we stand with those who believe the Bible is the Word of God and Jesus is the way to heaven. And Lord, we ask for freedom, not only to say that in the public square, but there would be no unconstitutional litmus test against Christians holding public office. And this would not be a disqualifier. In fact, it's a qualifier for those who should be appointed to be in office. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Let's take a short break. When we come back, a school suspends a superintendent for talking about Jesus.
This is PIJN News, defending your religious freedom. Dr. Chaps will be right back.
Take action today. Dr. Chaps needs you to sign an important online petition.
Today I want to invite you to sign an important petition to Congress to protect military chaplains, especially their right to pray publicly in Jesus' name. If you remember my story, you know that I was vindicated by Congress in 2006 after I took a principled stand for the right to pray in Jesus' name. I even demanded my own misdemeanor court-martial. And finally, Congress agreed with me and reversed the bad Navy policy. But Congress never did pass a positive law to let chaplains pray according to their conscience. Let's take action today for religious freedom. Would you sign that petition with me? Visit PrayInJesusName.org. Again, that's PrayInJesusName.org.
Please visit PrayInJesusName.org and sign today's petition right now. Again, visit PrayInJesusName.org to sign our petition right now.
How is your marriage doing? Ladies, would you like to learn how to get your husband to love you the way Christ loves the church? Men, would you like your wife to show proper respect? You know, there's a Bible way to have a godly marriage. I'm not saying I'm the expert, but we interview in a four-part video teaching series a marriage and family ministry expert, Vince Dacchioli, and we go through the scriptures in four different parts. Part one is God's design for man and woman. Part two is godly roles for husband and wife. Three is sex and intimacy within godly marriage. And also God's plan for divorce. You want to have this important four-part video series available for a suggested donation of $30 if you call our toll-free prayer line at 866-OBEY-GOD. Again, that's 866-OBEY-GOD, or visit our website, PrayInJesusName.org.
Defending your religious freedom, here is Dr. Chaps.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Chaps. Thank you for watching PIJN News. A school has now suspended their superintendent, who was fitting to retire anyway, but they suspended him before allowing him to retire just because he talked about Jesus in his farewell speech to the students. Todd Starnes of Fox News Radio reports that Dr. Kent Medlin is known around Willard, Missouri as one of those guys who speaks from the heart. For the last 14 years, Dr. Medlin has been the superintendent of schools. He's a good man, a Christian man, but last May, Dr. Medlin delivered an address during a commencement exercise at Willard High School. And, being a Christian man, it was not at all surprising when he referenced the Bible and the Lord and invited folks to join him in a word of prayer. Well, that made news. The Springfield News Leader reported the superintendent's remarks and used, during his speech, he used an acronym, GUTS, G-U-T-S, which he said standed for G, grit, U, understanding, T, teamwork, but it was the S that got him in trouble. He told the crowd, and everyone needs somebody or something to guide them to the finish line, and he said, quote, "For me, that S stands for my Savior," end quote. Well, it wasn't too long after the superintendent said amen that several members of the graduating class complained about being easily offended and demanded an apology. Preston Schaefer, for example, whined to the newspaper, quote, "I came there to graduate, not to go to church. It kind of ruined the rest of my night," said the snowflake. "That was the last night of my high school experience, and he chose to talk about religion instead of graduation," end quote. Got his feelings hurt, but here's a different student, Ashlyn Bradley, told the newspaper, quote, "The fact that he put his rights over our rights, it really offended a lot of us," end quote. Well, young Ashlyn, the Constitution protects the speaker, not the easily offended ears of the listener. You have no right to not be offended. You can be offended all you want, but you can't blame other people for easily offending you, because that's your choice. In the aftermath of the graduation, Dr. Medlin offered an apology. He said, quote, "If my behavior was offensive to anyone, then I am truly sorry. I in no way wanted to offend anybody. That was not my intention," end quote. But then, after the apology, the mob got angrier, and they demanded that he be punished for daring to invoke the Lord's name in public. Instead of allowing the superintendent to retire in peace, as he had already planned to do, the school board slapped him with a suspension. The board had a meeting, and they said in a statement, quote, "His leave before retirement will continue through June 30th when Dr. Medlin's contract expires. The board's action was based on the board's belief that, quote, Dr. Medlin's high school commencement speech violated Board of Education policies regarding prayer at school-sponsored events," end quote. And that's the news. Our thanks to Todd Starnes again and Fox News Radio for everything that he brings to our attention. We got to get Todd on this show sometime. I've bumped into him a couple of times this past year at these conferences. We keep doing these email exchanges, but Todd Starnes is a great reporter for Fox, and he brings out these religious liberty stories. And we know that you love to hear about them, which is why I keep adding them into our repertoire. Let's take a moment and discern the spirits. Here you have, in this story, you have a superintendent, Mr. Medlin. Dr. Medlin is about to retire, and he is talking about what inspires him. He's not saying you have to agree. He's saying guts, right? Grit, understanding, tenacity, what was it? And Savior. He was talking about his own personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not your Lord and Savior. You don't have to take it if you don't want to. But when you are inspired about something and you've been serving those students for so many years, I discern upon this superintendent, the Spirit of God just bubbled up out of his heart. And out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And how can you be silent about your love for Jesus Christ when he governs and loves you and fills you with so much appreciation and gratitude that he has supported, Jesus has supported Dr. Medlin for all those years? I'm telling you, I discern upon him the Spirit of God. But the Bible talks about this other spirit, the demonic spirit inside of the persecutors of Stephen in this case, in Acts chapter 7. When Stephen said to those who persecuted him, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?" There are anti-Christian persecutors who want to come against us for speaking the name of Jesus. And that's why we're here, to pray and to take a stand. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I will have a word to conclude the show.
Dr. Chaps will be right back with more PIJN news.
Did you know religious freedom is under fire in our military today? Our troops do not have protection. For example, military chapels are now being desecrated by homosexual wedding ceremonies on bases in all 50 states. Our troops are now also faced punishment if they dare to object to sharing common sleeping quarters or common shower facilities, or if chaplains dare to quote the Bible during private counseling that declares that homosexuality is a sin. Nobody in our military should be forced to violate their Christian conscience, especially their right to pray publicly in Jesus' name. Let's take action today for religious freedom. Would you sign a petition with me? Visit PrayInJesusName.org. Again, that's PrayInJesusName.org. Let's defend religious freedom for our troops.
Take action today. Dr. Chaps needs you to sign today's petition right now. Again, visit PrayInJesusName.org to sign our petition right now.
You know, people ask me, Chaps, we're watching on this network. We've already set our DVR to record your shows, but our friends don't have this network, or maybe they can't watch at this time. Did you know we are on demand on 10 different platforms? You can tell your friends to find this show, PIJN News, on their Roku box or their Amazon Fire box. Just look under the religion or news categories. Or maybe you have a smartphone, or your friends or grandchildren can find us on Android TV, Google TV, Smart TV, or iTunes. Of course, we're always on the internet. Look for us on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, or better yet, subscribe to our daily email alerts at PrayInJesusName.org. It's important that you share all of these available platforms with your friends so we can mobilize all of the body of Christ to pray the news and change the world. Would you join us? Visit PrayInJesusName.org to learn more.
Stay tuned for the end of our show to learn how to partner with this ministry. Here's Dr. Chaps.
Thank you for watching, and please donate when you visit our website, PrayInJesusName.org. We need your contributions to stay on the air or to expand this TV audience. Please donate when you visit PrayInJesusName.org. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 16, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given to you. If you need prayer, call us at 866-OBEY-GOD. We'll see you next time. Today, I want to invite you to sign an important petition to Congress to protect military chaplains, especially their right to pray publicly in Jesus' name. If you remember my story, you know that I was vindicated by Congress in 2006 after I took a principled stand for the right to pray in Jesus' name. But Congress never did pass a positive law to let chaplains pray according to their conscience. Would you sign that petition with me? Let's take action today.
Dr. Chaps needs your financial support to stay on the air. Would you please send your best donation today? Please visit PrayInJesusName.org to donate online. Or you can mail a check to Pray in Jesus Name Ministries, Post Office Box 77077, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80970. You can also call us toll-free right now at 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 866-OBEY-GOD. Please sign up for our free emails at PrayInJesusName.org. Again, that's PrayInJesusName.org.